It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
With the delay.
Yes.
We had a delay.
Yo,
he was buffering.
Yeah, let me tell you something. He I'm not gonna lie, bro. You didn't give your all, man. I watched you. I look at my eyes on you. You was like,
He only got to like, he got to like power level 1500, though. Because I got a hot 1500 for you.
I don't know if you're taking out the Cyberman with that one, bro. I don't know. Well, anyway, welcome to another episode of Animation. Squad's back in full of guests. Full effect. Dude, shoot. I'm sorry. Damn, I'm all over the place, man.
Speaking of.
Sorry, Keenan gets nervous.
Yeah, I don't want to get nervous. But anyways, squad is back in full effect. Y'all, myself, Brennan, Rob, no ice today. We do have a very, 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 very special guest.
Yes. Yes, sir.
11 Brand Clothing.
Hey.
Yes.
My brother.
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
All right, man. Thank you for coming on the show.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for stopping by. Just tell us a little bit about
what
you.
What is 11 Brand?
Yeah.
11 Brand is an anime streetwear brand focusing on just inspiring others to be themselves, to resonate with their true passion. I wanted to combine positivity with something that I love, which is anime.
I saw a lot of the clothing is a lot of Respect My Melanin.
Mm-hmm.
I think saw the Dragon Ball Z one, got my eye on that. Brittany, you saw the Bleach one, right?
Yeah, I was eyeing the Bleach one. I love Bleach, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all, ain't nobody else seen it but me.
Yeah, we haven't. The rest of the squad hasn't seen it.
You haven't seen Bleach?
Thank you. No. Thank you. Yeah. I've seen every single episode of Bleach. Single episode.
Yeah, you.
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah,
it's a lot. It's a big time commitment.
I actually thought Bleach was kind of. I thought Bleach was only a season or two. I didn't know.
No. It's like One Piece Bleach.
Whoa, it's like that?
Yeah, I think it was like 560 some episodes or something like that.
Oh, I didn't. Damn,
I watched every single one of them and I enjoyed all of it. The filler on Bleach is even good.
Better than.
Can you back this up, Marcus? Is the filler on Bleach good?
The filler on Bleach, I would say, is comparable to like a regular main anime arc.
Fully agree.
But
really?
That was one of my main problems with Bleach is that I got too confused because everything that I liked ended up being filler.
Yeah, you mean the Zanpakuto arc? I was like,
yes.
This has to be. And it's like, nope, that meant nothing. You're like, no.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But it was an amazing arc, though, wasn't it? You're just like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Like this is like the fights, like everything was like to the 10, going to 10.
So even the filler had some good fights in it too.
Oh my god, dude! Some of the best fights are in the filler. Like the filler, like they figured out a way to like because like we caught up with the manga, so they just like all right, well the writers of the show were just like, all right, we'll just come up with our own shit for right until the manga comes up, and they were just as good as the manga writers.
So this wasn't like Vegeta getting his driver's license and taking the kids to the
right
or whatever.
That's the shit I'm talking about.
How about this?
Yes.
Can I just tell you guys just a tiny premise of a filler on what Bleach is like?
Okay, all right.
So Bleach is a show that's about soul reapers, and every one of them has what's called a Zanpakuto, which is their sword. This is a sword anime, very much so. Okay. And the swords all have unique powers, you know, kind of like Jujutsu Kaisen, everybody has a unique, you know, whatever.
Right.
Or like Hunter x Hunter, everybody has a unique nin.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. But in this show, in the one filler, they were like, all right, well, what would happen if a villain showed up and was just like, all the swords have souls. And so like, what if I made all the swords come to life and then every single person who has a sword has to fight their sword to earn their sword back? You know what I'm saying? And then the swords ganged up too. And was just like, actually, you know, I defeated my master. Like, I'm not even gonna fight you. I don't like you. Like the swords all had their unique personalities. So now every character had another character on top of them.
That's pretty cool.
I'm intrigued like a mug now.
Bro, the show is good. Like, Bleach is really good.
I don't consider it, you know, in the top five of a lot of people, so.
It's in my top five, for sure.
I mean, I gave Naruto a chance.
I did, too. I watched, like, 40 episodes, and I'm still bored.
Wait.
Yep, I know, son. Here it comes. When's the last time you watched the very first 40 episodes of Naruto?
I'm not going to lie.
Exactly. Everybody always thinks back to the 100th or 150th episode, but I'm watching the first 40 episodes, and I'm just like, this show has nothing for me. Like, it's okay. It's like, I'd rather watch Yu Yu Hakusho from what I saw. And Yu Yu Hakusho was
but
great.
But as a child.
Exactly. I don't have nostalgia, though.
The first 50
though.
Episodes took me, like.
Oh, so you caught it when it first came out?
Yeah, on Toonami, like.
Yeah, gotcha. That's okay, yeah. But that's everybody who I meet who's obsessed with Naruto watched it when they were kids. And as an adult, I'm telling you right now, if you go back and watch the first 30 episodes, you're going to be like, okay, it gets better, I promise. That will be your only argument that you have. That is the only argument you can give me. And the thing is, I know it does. I've seen like further episodes and fights, so I'm like, I know it gets better, but how long does it take? How much do I have to put in to get something back?
Yeah, it's the same argument what people say with One Piece. It's like, well, if you watch the first 337 episodes,
the 338th episode will change your life.
Yeah,
like,
it's the greatest.
And I'm saying right now, you watch the first episode, the first two episodes of Bleach, you're going to be all the way in.
Oh, so it starts early. It gets active early.
Do you remember exactly, right? Remember the first two episodes? Like, it gets after it immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, I showed my wife Bleach the other day, and she was like, "Whoa, what is this? Is this..." Because we used to watch Black Clover. She's like, wow, this is actually pretty cool. Bro.
Black Clover isn't great, too. Haven't seen that either, by the way.
I've seen some parts.
Yeah, we've seen parts of it.
I've seen more Black Clover than I've seen of Bleach.
I'm the only one on this podcast. Like, all right, I'm done.
No. We've seen a lot of anime. I would say Brennan has seen clearly the most anime out of all of us. But he got on Black Clover super early. And I feel like when he started telling us about it, I feel like I was just like, all right, man.
I was on episode 3 when I told you guys about it. Yeah. I watched Black Clover since episode 2, and I told you guys about it since episode 3, every week.
You might have.
It never stopped. It came out every single week for like however many episodes, like 100-something episodes. It was crazy.
All right. I mean, I don't know about every single week you told me about it, but you did tell me.
No, I didn't tell you about it. I'm saying it came out every week.
I gotcha. All right. Well, clearly, I mean, Marcus, you got a deep love of anime. You've seen a lot. What first got you interested in anime? What was your first anime? What got you started?
Don't say Naruto. Don't say Naruto.
I want to say originally my first anime was Digimon.
Really? Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Digimon went hard.
It was.
It was for sure.
One of my favorites. After school, I would go straight to my dad's house and then it'd be on TV. I'm like, what is this? It's not Pokemon, but it's better.
That orange.
Oh, you think it's better than Pokemon?
That orange T-Rex would light some Pokemon up when he gets the little helmet thing.
I feel like the first two or three seasons of Digimon, it's kind of like I just can't.
I had a little Digimon thing too, where you can grow your Digimon and fight them against.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, I had a similar thing. I remember watching it after school a little bit, and I definitely was more Pokemon than Digimon.
Yes.
But what I will give Digimon is that the story of the show was like leaps and bounds better. Like, the show of Pokemon is just whatever. Like, I liked the games. I liked, like, all the collectible, the card game stuff. I was into it. But, like, I remember Digimon, like, things happened. Like, it kind of got dark and, like, friends split up and went their separate ways every once in a while. Like, it wasn't all, like, fun and games on Digimon.
Okay. Digimon. So that's what got you interested in that. And you're like, all right, let me explore this world of anime stuff. Okay.
Well, see, what happened was I didn't even know Digimon was an anime. You know, as a child, you're just watching cartoons.
Yeah.
I saw Dragon Ball Z on Toonami, I was hooked. And it was just like Dragon Ball Z, Gundam, Yu Yu Hakusho, Zoids. Well, is Zoids considered an anime?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so,
I think
too.
So, too. Yeah.
We get into a whole argument about what is anime and what isn't.
Yeah.
So it's a whole thing because most people don't realize that a lot of the major animation studios, anime studios, made a lot of the shows that we watched as kids that we thought were American-made shows. Like Batman. Like, that was made by an anime studio. And I'm like, what? Is that anime then?
It's a blurred line for sure.
Yeah, because then people would be like, well, if it's made by a studio in Japan, then it is. But then it's like, why can't we consider Batman an anime?
Yeah, then that's an anime. So, well, then it has to premiere on Japanese for the first time on a Japanese network. And like, all right, well, this show made in Texas did that.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, oh, that's not anime, but it looks like anime. You wouldn't have known that it came from Texas. It's a whole thing.
They just keep pushing stuff.
In Japanese, anime means cartoon. That's all I have to say.
Technically. You want to go, Brennan, or?
What you watching now, bro?
I'm watching Digimon Adventure 2020.
What? Wow. You're still on the Digimon?
He stayed with the original show.
That nostalgia is real. He's like,
stay
I'm not.
The course.
This man is loyal. That's what I'm taking away from that.
All right, so you're watching Digimon. Anything else?
I was watching Boruto. I fell off a little bit. I'm watching My Hero, even though it's disappointing.
This season is very disappointing with My Hero.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, do you read the manga?
No, I don't read any manga ever.
Okay. Well, it's... They're putting all the boring stuff at the beginning, I guess. to in preparation for the movie, and they want to get all of that filler arc out the way. But
when they get
to very frustrating.
When they get to the, are they gonna get to the smoke in the movie?
Oh, it's gonna be incredible. Like when it gets to what it gets to, I already know it's gonna be crazy.
Look, I don't think the movie is gonna be like super crazy. I feel like the episodes that are gonna come after the movie are gonna be top 10 all time.
Wow.
Okay.
Wait, have you read the Demon Slayer manga?
Like it gets real fast.
Manga.
So wait, let me ask. You finished Demon Slayer also? Hello? Yeah. Oh, you finished? Okay.
You finished the Demon Slayer. So wait. So would you say that My Hero is or Demon Slayer manga is better?
Be careful because only Rob and I have read the manga of the whole thing. Brendan hasn't read the manga at all for Demon Slayer. So he just without spoilers.
All I'm asking is which one is better?
My Hero.
Wow.
Okay.
Manga wise?
Yes.
I'll say this. I would say on YouTube, some things have popped in my algorithm that's going down with the main character, and it's looking kind of crazy. The visuals look kind of crazy from what I've seen from the magazine.
I think we can move on now.
I'm not going to go there. But it does look kind of crazy. But I still don't feel like that's going to be better than what Demon Slayer did for us, and especially in them last, I feel like, 10, 15 chapters, bro. That shit was crazy.
It was, but they let me down. I'm not going to spoil anything, but they let me down. It was just...
I'm so scared right now.
Can't take his headphones off.
I'm just going to take them off. You go say what you got to say.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we ain't got to go there. Okay, so I guess we kind of skipped over it, but like, what are some of your favorite animes? Like, what would be like your top three or your top five? Your top five anime that you, of all time.
Top five.
Yeah.
Yu Yu Hakusho, because of that opening. The opening is by far one of my favorite anime songs ever.
Wow.
Okay. I dance with it all the time.
Very nice.
Yeah, me and my daughter have a little dance we do every time it comes on, so it's pretty cool. Digimon, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I got three more. I don't want to pick any new anime.
Yeah, you want... Classics. You're trying to stick with the classics.
That's Brennan. He's playing the theme song. He's trying to see if he's going to start dancing to it. Oh, Cam's saying cut it. Cam, what are you doing, bro?
Demonetize us?
Yeah, copyright.
Yeah.
That's true. We played it for half a second under our voices. It's fine.
But I will... You can throw in... If you feel like there's a newer one that kind of got you like, damn, this is going to be... Could possibly be my top. Say, hey, man, we ain't going to be no backlash, you know, from the community, I guess.
Yeah, I want to say Naruto Shippuden is in my top five.
Okay.
Not Naruto. Because Naruto, though it's a great story, Shippuden is where all the action is, and I love the action, so can't deny that.
He knows what it is.
Naruto is not fun.
My Hero was up there. It's just, okay. I don't know, recently they've been letting me down.
Is that four?
That's four. You got one more.
That's four. I got one more.
I can't believe Digimon made that list. That's,
hey man.
Have you seen Digimon 2020?
No.
Like they remixed the entire story, so things are happening like out of order. But the way that they're doing it, like I'm tuning in. I'm a grown man. I'm tuning in every week to see these episodes. Like, and I already know what's gonna happen. It's the crazy part.
So this new show, it's a retelling of the original, just like in a different order or whatever.
Yeah, but okay. They do a lot of things differently. Like Omnimon or Omegamon, he shows up the first episode.
Oh, okay.
Rob said, "Oh, okay," as if he knows who that is.
I mean, I definitely know some of these characters. I watched a little bit of Digimon back in the day, but
I didn't watch enough to know anything.
I know the main character because he looked kind of dope.
I know the dinosaur. There's an orange dinosaur that went hard. That's what I know.
He's paired up with a dude from Gotta High School.
Yep.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
Yo, exactly. That's so true. That was great.
We're gonna steal this design and make this other anime.
Oh,
and then end it horribly. So you got one more.
One more.
Demon Slayer.
Hunter.
Thank God Ice is not here.
Oh man, he got his
Naruto shout out in there.
Yeah. He for some reason. I mean, he said he likes it, and then he made a video saying how it's trash or something like that. It's like, what are you talking about?
How is Hunter
you just
trash?
Can't trust Ice's opinion.
Because he was like, the Kurapika fight was kind of, I guess, overrated.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't at all. He said that the fight with the last ant, the king ant, was overrated.
That fight was amazing. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The funny thing about that show is not about the fights. It's about the story and the character development and the build-up, and the fights are just a payoff.
I agree. The story was great, I think. The
story was so good in that show. I think that's a show Rob would love.
I think Rob would like
Hunter. Alonzo, I have a twin brother named Alonzo who watches some anime sometimes. And I was just like, hey, he had never heard of Hunter x Hunter. He's been watching it with me. Mm-hmm. And so I just like put on the first like episode, and he was just like, wait, I've seen episodes of this before. He's like, this is the show that you can drop in on any episode and watch it, because every episode has a start and a finish, like episodic.
Gotcha.
But at the same time, it's
like
still
Cowboy Bebop?
Yeah, it's kind of like Cowboy Bebop, but it all still is in a storyline. But they do it every single episode. Like, you watch any episode, and there's going to be build up, conflict, resolution, payoff in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But it still is very much so directly involved with the storyline that's in this show.
I feel like I can watch that again. That's the one season.
I'm watching it again right now. Like, I'm literally rewatching it right now.
I should have hopped on with you, to be honest.
You can catch up. I literally just finished the Kropika fight like yesterday. And I stand by that fight went hard.
That fight is dope to me, man.
Because of the build up, though. If you just go and just watch the fight, like just cold, it's not good.
I don't think it's not good cold. I think
it's
short, but how you set it up pretty much like, yo, I don't want to say stuff in front of Rob, but it's like, this happened, so I got to pretty much serve you up, bro.
Yeah, he's just like,
I got to serve you.
This is what it has to be.
And he serves him. Like, easy work.
No, what happens after the fight is one of the coldest moments I've ever seen in anime with the shovel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They don't normally show that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, this is real. Like, you can just see an image of that, and it evokes emotion in you after you've seen the show.
That's real.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you touched a little bit on this in your original answer about telling us about your clothing brand and the line, but like, what inspired you originally to kind of combine your love of anime with this clothing line?
I originally wanted to make a clothing line that represented things that I wanted to do in life, you know, just random things that I like, put them on clothes. And then I was like, let me throw in a little anime in there, you know, see how that does. Mm. It came out with these vintage shirts. I got a couple right here.
Yeah, show us what you got.
This is one of my favorite, the Killua.
Ah, yes. Nice. Is that your favorite character on Hunter x Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easily. He has some of the coldest moments. I feel like on that show. That's your favorite character also, Brennan? Or is it gone?
No, I like Kurapika actually.
Yeah.
They did him a little dirty in the show, but like,
yeah, they put him gave him his moment, and he pretty much tucked his
I'm
ass
just saying,
in.
He was a boss. He was a boss. He was a boss from the moment he got on camera.
True.
He outsmarted almost everybody in every moment.
True.
Even if he was outclassed, he still did it. And like, his glow up was insane. Like, he has one focus. He's just like, I am going to accomplish this goal no matter what.
Mm.
And I don't see anyone stopping him. I'm like, yeah. I don't see how someone's going to stop this man. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, there's a lot more of the show still left on the table, because the show just abruptly ends before it's actually over.
Yeah.
Because of some animation studio stuff, whatever. But when it comes back, because it has to come back, that man, I'm terrified for whoever's in his path.
Yeah, I hope he gets to finish the job that he's supposed to do.
All I'll say is, he's a side character. His story alone would be one of the top animes in ever.
Yeah.
Just literally just follow him.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
You can give him his own anime. I'm all in.
100% all in. I'd be like, this is top five.
Yeah.
Easy.
I agree.
You know, I was thinking that about another character, but that may answer another question later. So I'm going to say.
Okay.
Keep that in the back pocket for later. Absolutely.
Okay. What are some animes that you would like to add to your collection? And which shows would you never include in this in your collection?
Waiting for this one. Okay, so I've been scared to add Digimon. I've been scared to add Inuyasha.
You should be.
That I won't do them justice.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Digimon, I think, is risky because you're probably aiming more at a children's demographic in general. But I think you actually could be getting onto a lot with Inuyasha if you just market towards women.
Yeah, that'll be crazy.
Because women love Inuyasha, especially his brother. You know what I'm saying? If you just make some stuff with his brother.
Sesshomaru?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even like Sesshomaru. I hate that show, but Sesshomaru is awesome.
Sesshomaru is the drip god of anime.
I fully agree. Have you seen this man?
No.
Look up Sesshomaru.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah.
He is the way he pulls up on every single time. His swag is out of this world.
So do you actually like that show? Because I know we kind of, I mean, I can't say I have a whole bunch of beef with it because I haven't seen it that much, but I know Brennan has a lot of beef with it.
Yep, I hate it. I hate it so much.
He hates it to the T.
I mean, the guy's got a pretty cool forehead tattoo. I can't lie. I mean,
oh, so he's a pretty boy. Oh yeah,
everybody in this show is a pretty boy.
Yeah, that's swagged out.
But he's the one that came up and gave people the hands.
Like, so he's swagged out and he has hands.
Inuyasha would pull out a giant sword and just get his ass whipped for 4 episodes. Like his brother though, like when he shows up, people get hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect that.
You know, Inuyasha get Mr. Captain Tryhard.
This sounds to me like the Wolfwood of the show, where it's just like...
Oh, yeah, he is, because he also never... He's only in, like, 4 episodes. Like,
okay.
But look, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's when he comes up... that's the only part of the show, whenever I'd watch it, like, oh, his brother's there? Okay, I can watch this episode.
All right.
So who else would you... What else? What other anime would you want to add? And then what's the one that you're not messing with?
I want to add Attack on Titan, but... Mm. I don't know. I feel like the wave has already passed, and people already released a bunch of dope gear for Attack on Titan. So, don't want to end up accidentally imitating somebody. So I'll wait on that one.
I have and so that. Much anger
one
for that
I wouldn't
show.
Add. Wait, what?
I have so much anger for Attack on Titan.
Only because the way season four had a mid ending, but I think you said
no.
You...
That's what. No, I hated it. I was like, they were like the final season. And at the end of the season, part one, like fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah,
like,
but this season started off fire though.
Oh no! It came out. Yeah. It came out like they came out with all the guns. Like,
yeah,
they should have ended the season like that. So I felt better. Like they ended it at the part where you're just like, it's about to.
Yeah.
Hey man,
that part
wait a year.
Messed me up because I couldn't get back on the Attack on Titan train after that. That's why I've been waiting as well. But yeah.
Yeah, still waiting on. I think part two is not coming out until like next year.
2022 of September or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Way out.
So which ones would you wouldn't add? Like which ones?
Bo.
I agree.
I hate that show.
It's a horrible show.
Wow, I don't even know that one.
I watched half of the first episode and I was done.
Not even a full 20? Not even a full 20 minutes?
It's just I got nothing.
Not for you.
I don't even have a way to describe how much I didn't like it. I was just turned off.
Yeah, I think that's the only anime I genuinely do not like. Like, it had its comedic moments, but then it's like I wouldn't choose to watch it. When I did watch it, it was because it was a show in between two shows I wanted to watch on Toonami. So, yeah,
gotcha.
I would never.
Have you got a chance to see Promised Neverland yet?
Yes. Well, the first season.
First season. Yeah, I haven't watched the second season either. This would just be a funny shirt. A shirt with other kids on it, and it says, "Bring the children to dinner" or something like that.
With the demon in the background.
Hey, I know that's messed up.
Man.
I know it's messed up.
Wow.
I know it's dark.
Okay.
But at least the fans would get it. The fans, I will wear that shirt, bro.
Listen, that's kind of funny, actually. I mean, I can't lie. Just I had to take a moment.
Have you seen it? You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Say it again.
It's a shirt with all the children on the front, and it says, bring the children, like bring the kids to dinner.
Oh, it's from...
Promise Neverland.
Oh, no, I saw it. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I just didn't catch what you said the first time. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, now you're with me. Okay. He's there.
It's a little dark. It is what it is.
You stay with the darkness, bro. My Keenan's like, yeah, we should do this thing. We're all just like, oh, Keenan.
I'm tired of all this bright humor out here all the time, all man.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, wow. So, Marcus, do you ever plan to expand your brand into other, like, non-anime genres? You want to keep it in anime? You ever think about expanding it in anything else?
I don't know yet. For now, I want to tackle anime. You know, I do love, you know, of course, all DC and Marvel characters, all shows and other comic books.
Sure.
Things of that nature. So, I also love Power Rangers. I almost did a Power Rangers shirt. Nice. So. I don't know yet.
I feel like Power Rangers. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If I get the opportunity to, maybe. But everything has to fall into place. And I also don't want to do anything that would jeopardize the company legally.
Yes, that is very important.
Yeah.
Can absolutely understand that.
So I feel like any kind of Power Rangers type of jacket or something like that would be, oh, would be fire.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, I was thinking of a Red Ranger jacket right now, or even green or blue Ranger. Just, that would be so fire.
That would be cool.
All right.
Side note, Shishamaru's name means destruction of life.
Okay, so he's got the name, too.
Yeah, his name is dope. Shishamaru, yeah. Destruction of Life.
Wow.
Okay, so we're going to jump into some quick anime news real quick.
Yeah.
That Rob normally does for us. Rob's news.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Marcus, thank you for telling us a little bit about
Appreciate it, man.
Company 11. Again, happy to have you here. We'll get into the rest of our show here. Have you participate and jump on with us. So we'll get into the anime news. I got a couple stories for everybody. First thing we got up, the trailer and story details released for the new Star Wars anime series, Star Wars Visions, was released, and I'm very hyped about this.
Yeah, he's a Star Wars guy.
Huge Star Wars guy. I know Cam is too. A couple weeks ago, directors from the Star Wars Visions gathered in Tokyo to show a trailer for the upcoming series and talk about their stories. So we have 7 anime studios that are creating 9 episodes, and they range all over the timeline from like before the first movie to after the last movie. Some of them kind of take place in between, and some of them are just like, listen, this is just loosely affiliated with Star Wars. It's not even necessarily anywhere on the timeline. But they've got some heavy hitters here. You know, these creators have worked on a lot of great projects, including Kill la Kill, Blade Runner, Black Lotus, Akira, Batman Ninja, Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex, and Afro Samurai. So people that have worked on a lot of cool stuff. And the stories are going to range from like lightsaber duels to like exploration of alien customs. And even they've said there's going to be an episode that's a rock opera on Tatooine with Jabba the Hutt and Boba Fett. So we're gonna see about that one. But the series comes out on Disney Plus September 22nd, so a couple months away from now. It's a project I'm really excited for. Did you guys happen to see the trailer at all? What do you think about what you've heard of the upcoming series?
I mean, I feel like I saw some steals, but I thought I saw the trailer. Maybe I didn't.
It was kind of like, it wasn't necessarily like, oh, here's the story. It was kind of like a behind the scenes, like they talked to the directors.
Okay, I saw that. Yeah. It, to me, from what I saw, I was just like, all right. And I'm not the biggest Star Wars guy, but I'm kind of in. I mean, I want to see anime style. I feel like this could be actually super dope. With the anime visuals, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to check that out, Marcus? Did you see the trailer for that at all?
No, unfortunately.
Are you a Star Wars guy at all?
I am. I just haven't seen the last couple movies or Mandalorian. I've been waiting to see it with my wife, but you know how schedules conflict.
Absolutely.
Then. So is it one of those shows, if you don't watch it with the wife, it's like, what are you doing? Don't you just watch the episode without me? We have problems.
Yes, 100%.
So I don't. Okay, it's not your fault then.
You got to do what you got to do. I totally understand that.
Get away that out.
See it, Brennan? Yeah.
No, I didn't get to see it.
All right, Cam. I know you're a Star Wars guy. Help me out here.
It was amazing.
Okay,
and everyone should watch the shows when they get released.
Thank you,
Cam. Except Brennan.
Yeah, Cam's behind the boards. He's our guy behind the boards.
Well, I'm a very casual Star Wars fan. Like I enjoy it sometimes. Sometimes I don't.
All right,
you know? It's samurai with lightsabers.
Oh wait, no, I saw this.
Yeah. You did see this?
I can't with you.
I'm way into this. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. I'm gonna say you have to be into that.
I'm
samurai
way
with a...
into this, and you don't even say it. Don't even say it. Go on. Next thing.
Did you get your PlayStation yet, Brennan? Because I know Brennan's a big PlayStation guy, and I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima on my PlayStation, and I've been obsessed. And I've been telling Brennan, I've been telling Brennan this game is made for him. I'm telling Keenan this game is amazing.
Yeah,
it's a great game. Have you played this game, Marcus? I don't know if you got time with the kids and the company. Well, I'm telling you.
Zero time to play games.
A Ghost of Tsushima. Once those kids go off and you're like, I got the empty nest, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go into the, you know,
That's years from now, Rob.
Get the PS4 out from the mothballs, plug it in, play Ghost of Tsushima. You will not regret it. It's incredible.
Rob sent me a trailer. I was like, oh, shit.
Over and play a little bit of it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, there we go. I
can bring the PS4 to the office, you know, whatever.
I'll
bring it in, whatever's most convenient.
Let him play and then be like, oh, I got to go. And while he's in the middle of having fun, he's like, I got to go. I'm like, oh, you mother.
Pull the plug. So maybe some of us have seen the trailer for this, maybe some of us haven't. But if you were making your own Star Wars anime, what would you base it around? I mean, would you be like a character we already know, a period of time, specific battle, something new? What did you do, Keenan?
I would find an arc about Chewbacca.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would make it kind of about, just because I want to see, I just think he's just like a, even just a funny looking, I think how he, even how he might be drawn in anime can be pretty dope. Mm-hmm. I would just want to see it kind of built around that, that or even Yoda, just like, I mean, of course, Yoda's just so, so dope in a sense of like already having these fighting skills. So either one of those two characters.
Okay.
There's a story behind one of those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brennan?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Okay. If you were making your own Star Wars anime, what would you base it around? Like, would it be a character, a time period, specific battle, something new?
I read a book about Darth Maul.
Okay.
And I don't remember the name. I read it when I was in, like, high school or something like that. And I was, like, entranced. I was like, this book is incredible. So I would actually go, like, it was about, like, his, like, who, how he became Darth Maul. Mm. So I would actually go to that. That's the story I would want to, like, because I don't think, like, the movie, like, I didn't care about Darth Maul at all. Mm. But, like, this book, I was just like, fam. Like, this dude, the way he got to where he is, I would do that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Marcus, what about you? If you're making a Star Wars anime, what's your Star Wars anime look like?
Kind of want to do, like, an offshoot of, like, Mace Windu's family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, like, kind of going into, like, where he came from?
Yeah. Just want to see where the black people are.
Yo, bro, the man, the loyalty that you have displayed in this podcast.
Yeah,
you're like, yo, Digimon, black folk, anime. Like, any question you ask me, it's coming back to one of those three things.
Yeah,
I respect it. Cam, I'm gonna throw this one to you too because I know obviously
Cam is so ready for this moment.
He's got the Star Wars tattoo. You can't see it on camera, but he's got the ink for it.
I don't know. I've not had enough time to think about it, but Brennan brought up a good point. I think Darth Maul would be a dope to visually to see. I think anything in the Knights in the Old Republic era would be great just because that's when like the Jedi are at their highest, but then also the Sith are at their highest to match them.
Yeah.
So you could have some really good fight scenes between like a bunch of Jedi and a bunch of Sith just going at it. I think that could be animated beautifully.
That would be very dope. And like just to kind of answer my own question, I'd love to see like kind of the prequel to Knights of the Old Republic, like, played out in anime, which is, like, basically the Mandalorians have this, like, they go on a galactic scale where the Mandalorians are fucking up everybody. And, like, there's a few Jedi that are like, we got to do something about this. And the Council's like, we don't want to get involved. So, like, one Jedi gathers an army of Jedi to go take out the Mandalorians. So it's the Mandalorians and the Jedi going head-to-head. And then at the end of that, the Jedi that leads it is just like, you know what? Fuck the Jedi. I'm out of this. I'm coming back. He turns that army of Jedi back on the Republic and like turns it into a Sith army, and it's fucking crazy.
That sounds dope.
It's very cool. That's one of my favorite Star Wars storylines. So that's what we got for Star Wars Visions. For this other story, a little bit getting into some of this legal red tape. The Demon Slayer Animation Studio formally indicted on tax evasion.
No.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
I just hope it doesn't stall anything. If it doesn't stall anything, we're good.
UFO Table Animation Studio that works on Demon Slayer was charged for not paying 137 million yen in taxes over about a four-year period. That's about $1.2 million, Brennan, to save you a Google. Most of that money was basically from underreporting their earnings. The founder of the company, Hikaru Kondo, was also indicted, but he had stepped down as the company's president back in like 2019. So hopefully that doesn't slow down the studio too much.
Okay.
The company not only runs an animation studio, but also has a few cafes and restaurants, which they're saying actually that's probably where the underreported income came from, was from those restaurants. So again, maybe not necessarily attached to the restaurants, but a lot of that money was being stored in Kondo's home. So he's very directly tied to this.
Wow.
Studio released a statement apologizing to its fans, saying that they have gone on to like pay the amount in full. Promise, we're never going to do this again. We're sorry.
Yeah, all the money made for the movie, they got plenty of bread.
But it still doesn't seem to have slowed down the studio too much, as they released the trailer for the second season of Demon Slayer just like a few days after they got indicted. They were like, "We're sorry,
I need the show so bad."
Here's the trailer. So we've all heard about studios like MAPPA underpaying and mistreating their workers. If you work in anime, how mad are you hearing that these guys are making money like and then pocketing it themselves under the table?
How mad?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I would just be like, this is what they've been doing.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Wouldn't be
shocked. I'd just be like, I already knew that. I literally watched them stuff the money.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't trust these guys. Come on.
I worked for a production company that underpaid everybody who worked there, and they bought like a $80,000 conference table, and put it inside of it. That was like a big car thing. And then the CEO of the company had a garage that could have been a studio the size of the studios we have here, a full like studio. And instead of actually turning into a studio, he just parked all of his cars in there. And then I remember one holiday season, he was like, hey, everybody, sorry, can't do any holiday payouts or anything like that. And then his wife drove in with the new Audi R8 turbocharged. I was just like, oh, my God, he just bought me this. Like, that literally happened the same day.
Wow.
Literally happened the same day. He's like, sorry, guys, we can't afford it. And his wife drives in with an Audi R8. We're just like, so that's all of our bonuses and overtime right there.
You all should have collectively quit, and he would have gone out of business.
Oh, that's actually slowly still happening.
Just drawing it out.
I'm just keeping my eyes. I love to keep my eyes on and just wait for it to happen, you know? So, no, you'll die slow.
I'm with the die slow.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're the creator of Demon Slayer, I mean, are you trying to pull the project, try to get this to another studio? I mean, are you trusting these people have put in some great time, some great animations? You just like,
nope.
Let's just stay the course and like hope these guys don't fuck up again.
Stay the course. Stay the course. What? You know how hard it is to find good people?
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to find good people and make do something dope?
That's true.
Like, to be able to rebuild that whole thing with people.
And it's not
know.
Like they all are guilty of tax evasion. The company. It's,
it seems mostly like the main guy who is longer there probably caused all the problems, and they're cleaning it up now.
Yeah.
So for me, if I've been in bed with y'all for this long, like, nah, fam, we out here. Let's keep it going.
Yeah. If I only
end up like seven, then.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said, don't want to end up like Seven Deadly Sins and switch animators and then. Everything's on fire now.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's what happened?
The new season it has not been received well.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I haven't seen it yet. Last season I saw was when Meliodas was, he switched sides and was just like, went back to being evil.
Oh, shit.
For real? It's not. It doesn't. I'm pretty much done with the show.
Yikes.
I enjoyed it while I did.
Well, that goes to show you. Sometimes it's like the monster you know is better than the one you don't.
If I had a choice, I would have to. If they were like, we can't go back there, I would be like, all right, we'll just go to MAPPA. MAPPA's been doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Added another project to their already
all the animators just look at you just like, they're already like starved. And
I'll be like, hey, this Demon Slayer comes first, motherfuckers. I don't care what's on your plate. Put that shit to the back. Demon Slayer is number one. You already know what it is.
Keenan's like, they just didn't have enough ends on their whips.
Right. Oh, man. All right. Well, that's what we got for anime news this week. Those are the stories we got for you. Thank you for participating and hearing our anime news.
Okay, we're going to jump to some quick questions, man. We ain't going to go too long. We only got a few more minutes left. If you could have one anime power or technique, what would it be? If you can have one anime power/technique, what would it be? Like Kamehameha type spirit gun, what would it be, Marcus?
I'd want to say I don't want to be the typical person that's fascinated with lightning release, but black lightning from
Jujutsu Kaisen.
No.
That look he just gave you.
There's a Black Lightning.
In Jujutsu Kaisen,
Jujutsu Kaisen?
Definitely.
Wait, who was Black Lightning in?
No, it was a technique. Remember they used it against the fight in the tree thing?
Black Flash.
Black Flash. Okay, sorry. I was like, huh? Yeah,
it looked like lightning, though. It looked like lightning, did it not?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't choose that. I'm talking about the hidden ability that Darui has in Naruto. That.
So we haven't seen the show like that, so you might have to give us a little bit of explanation.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
say it. Like, yeah. What is that?
We haven't seen. Yeah, I'm sorry. Only Ice has, and Ice is not here today.
Ice couldn't make it today.
He doesn't want to. He's like, y'all don't deserve this.
No, I mean, you can say the power. Like you can just explain it. Yeah.
Oh, it's a hidden ability passed down from past Raikage to Darui, and only those two can perform it, I believe. Don't fact check me on that. I may be wrong, but yeah.
I'll have to take your word for
cool.
it.
Yeah, if I was here, I'd be like, I don't even know. I don't. Rob, what would you?
I'm going with, and this is recency bias since I just finished a rewatch on the series, I'd go with alchemy. Like, being able to just, like, you know, give the clap the hands, put the hands down, and then like create something from anything from nothing.
Yeah.
Did I just take your answer?
Here, I'll give you time to think about it. I'll go next.
Brennan can go next, but I just think that's such a cool like ability to have, like where it's almost like a Green Lantern. You're almost like only restricted by your imagination, except obviously no human transmutation. But there's still a lot of things you can do with alchemy. So although I guess to be able to do the clap circle, don't you have to do human transmutation? Because it's only people that have done that. So
yeah.
I guess I'm breaking some laws of nature somewhere. To get
yeah, otherwise, you got to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else.
No, just casual murder.
Just, maybe not casual murder. Like maybe try to bring somebody back to life and it doesn't work out. I don't know.
And, you know, lose some limbs. Whatever. Lose some limbs. Deal. Maybe,
but
maybe
what
your
do I get on the other side might be worth it. Listen, I don't know. I didn't
maybe my brother's entire body. No, whatever.
I didn't consider the price I'd have to pay for this power. I just wanted the power. All
what
right.
What if you had to. All right. Let me just ask you this quick. This is going to be a dark question. This is going to be dark.
Oh boy.
What body part would you have to sacrifice on your fiance?
On my fiance?
Yeah.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you don't have a brother.
Yeah.
Bro, this is dark.
Andrea, I will be making sure to forward this to you.
Oh my God. No, this isn't cool. I don't like this at all. I would never do that. And
you don't alchemy no more?
If he had to sacrifice
maybe like a toe.
Partner,
maybe like a little toe.
Oh.
He's like, I would make her flowers every day.
I'd make her a new toe, okay?
One of those toes that don't mean shit somewhere in the middle, one of these middle toes.
Yeah, not the pinky toe, because that comes in handy with balance, I think, you know. So just like maybe a middle toe.
Ah, Rob went out. He went out fucking easy.
All right. What am I going to say to that?
So the power that I would get would be instant transmission.
It's a good one.
For a lot of reasons. For a lot of reasons, but... Yeah. Living in our world today is like, I would be obsessively famous, I would be immensely rich, and I'd also be one of the most dangerous motherfuckers on the planet. Because it's like, I could be literally anywhere at any time, as quick as I want, with whatever I want to bring.
Damn, that's a good one, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, hey, y'all trying to hit the Cabo? Touch my shoulders.
Let me tell you something, Brennan. You know how pissed off if you're ever fucking late to anything? Any meetings? Anything, bro. I need you to be there in a flash. Brennan's 20 minutes late. Like, how are you 20 minutes late, bro?
I decided to be 20 minutes late.
He said, this wasn't worth my time.
See, I mean, you would never, ever, ever ride in a car again. You would never ride in a plane again.
I mean, that's a great answer, to be honest.
It's
you
a
won't
good
even,
power.
You don't even have to walk anymore.
Bro.
You don't want to,
As a comedian, I'll be like, yes. Like, every time I'll be like, all right, you need a plane ticket. I'll be like, okay, yeah, give me my plane ticket money from the company, but then I'll just instant transmission there right before the show,
All I'm
too.
Saying is, like, man. Think of how useful, like, if that happened, first of all, the U.S. government will be immediately like, you belong to us. And I'd be like, I don't belong to anybody. You can't keep me anywhere.
Yeah.
You just bloop out of there. Just
Yep. And I wouldn't show anybody how I use it. Like, I'll do everything I can to keep how I did it secret. But if I ever did, like, can you imagine the work that they would have you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we need you to go grab this guy from Afghanistan. You just be like, bloop, bloop, here you go.
Yeah, I'm not doing none of that shit for none of them.
No.
Or I'll say, well, but yeah.
I wouldn't either.
I'll be like,
just
no problem,
like,
I'll be right back. And it's never come back.
You can do whatever you want. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could just be like, all right, and I'm in Antigua. You know, it's just like. What's somebody going to tell? Can't nobody say nothing to you. You are a citizen of the world at that point.
Very true.
Very true.
All right, Kenny, do you have enough time to think?
Not really, but I'm going to go with, I forgot his name, but the dude from Jujutsu Kaisen that can speak, like, he was like, stop, don't move.
I think it's like Toge or something.
Toge, I think it's Toge, and he made you kind of like, he can make you, whatever he says.
Blast away.
This is why I would do that, is because as a comedian, I'm a stand-up comic.
Laugh.
If I'm bombing, yes. If I'm bombing on stage, laugh. Standing ovation in this bitch. I'm gonna be the. I'm going to, because I'm gonna say it. Even people that are watching at home, they're watching my special at home. Laugh. They're gonna be watching, laughing. I'm gonna have the highest rated special. I'm gonna be to sell out all tours. It goes into what I already do in my life. Why not? Right.
I mean,
it'd be tough
right.
to gauge how good you are as a comic if you're making everybody.
All you can
laugh
talk about it. All you can talk is in sushi.
No, I mean,
not really.
Nah, that's just a decision that he's
he made.
Because it's like, if I talk in any other way, then like, you know, if I said
Keenan clearly doesn't care about all
that. Well, like what I'm saying, he can literally have a conversation like this right now. He can talk, he can be like, hey, what's going on, Rob? How you doing?
Hey.
That's not gonna do anything. You see what I'm saying? He can have a regular conversation. For some reason he chose to be like tempura. For whatever reason.
Because it's dangerous, because it's like you make people do stuff.
Yeah.
It's like you should be quiet. It's just like their vocal cords might snap. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, Brennan, sign off on everything. You son of a bitch! He just signs off all the stuff for us.
Keenan's like, I just got a record. I'll be like a record deal.
I just got the record.
Get a comic, man. I need the comedy special, Brennan. You motherfucker.
Another one. Damn it.
That's what I was.
You got to think about the drawbacks. Like you were talking about how if he were to do alchemy, he would have to sacrifice a limb. Like the sorcerer powers, like all of that energy, like it doesn't come from nothing. And then he can't even like use his voice too many times without him like coughing up blood. So unless you want to cough up blood on stage, I don't know.
Make it part of the act.
Well, remember, it depends on how strong. Laughing isn't a strong power, is it? Like when he was like, die, blast away. Like, that takes a lot of energy. Laughing should take very little energy, shouldn't it?
If you're making a whole room of people do it.
Oh, you fucking asshole, Cam.
Oh, yeah, if it's like a whole theater.
Oh, you bastard.
He's right.
Damn it.
So that's right, guys. Keenan didn't have a lot of time to think about it.
All right. That's my answer. I'm sticking to it. All right.
Quiet.
All right, you want to go to the next question, Rob?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. So who's your three-person anime strike team? So this is like you got to pick three people to like back you up, take you, like, you know, be your people, like, you know, help you out, be your team. Be your team. Who are you picking? Marcus, you want to start us out?
Don't judge me.
Okay. I think you're going to be good.
Digimon?
First? No. They won't even help because they can't really battle outside of the digital world. It's like sometimes, and I don't want to trust on the chance that they can't, you know? So I'm going to go with Adult Sakura.
Okay.
As support, because she can heal everybody, and she's super strong, just in case, you know, things get fishy. I'm going to choose Zoro from One Piece.
You have the sword guy?
And,
yeah. That's the three sword guy.
He's dope.
Him. He's dope. I don't even watch One Piece, but I've watched a lot of clips of him because I'm just like, this guy goes hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to be the infiltrator, and I want to choose either Aizen from
I've been trying to tell them about Aizen. The thing is, I can't tell them about what his Zanpakuto is because you can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't say it because then they haven't seen the show and they're going to watch it. But I'm just saying, isn't that one of the craziest powers that has ever happened in anything? Ever? Like, holy shit, that's a good pick, Aizen. You don't even need you don't even need the other two if you take him. Well, I'm sorry. I'm mad. I think Aizen.
But if he gets taken out, like, let's say somebody like Ichigo shows up, right?
But how many
now
years?
We got a problem.
It took, like, what, 500 and something? Like, all right, I'm done. I'm going to stop. All I'm saying is
but
Aizen.
You never know.
All I'm saying is he's pretty much God.
So he's the villain in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well,
we can't. That's just like he's a character that has conflict with other characters.
Oh, okay. Kind of like a Stain.
Yeah. No.
Not even
Aizen is his own kind of like he's not like
just
any
watch
other
the show, Kenan.
Yeah, he's a whole nother. Aizen is a whole nother breed, bro. Like,
go ahead. You said
I would say he's like a better Orochimaru.
Which means nothing because that sounds like a Naruto name.
Is it?
Now, can I go next, please?
All right. Yeah, go ahead, Brittany. Sure.
That's a good team. Good team.
Yeah. Dylon. I'm
top five rappers of all time.
I will take Goku, so to Satoru Gojo, and One Punch Man. Nobody's fucking with me.
Aw, you.
Nobody's fucking with me. You can give any other three characters in anime ever. Nobody's fucking with me. With those three? Satoru Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen, Goku, and One Punch Man.
It's just, that's not a good, like, team.
Yeah, it's not a team. One Punch Man could win the whole thing. A team.
Like, Brennan, assemble your NBA team. I'm like, all right, Kevin Durant. Like, LeBron James. You know?
Yeah.
Devin
can't
Booker.
Have so many big,
like,
but see, what
Damian Lillard.
You can't have
you
too many
beat
big
by Nigeria.
See, I mean, because you see, well, Marcus is smart. Marcus picked, like, he said, look, I got somebody that can heal somebody. It's also strong.
We're
I got somebody
for a
that's
team,
a beast.
Brennan, not just the strongest people in the anime. History.
I just don't like losing, so.
I mean, I see what
but
you did.
But what if all your characters started fighting each other?
Then the world will end.
Yeah, because Goku's going to start fighting One Punch Man
immediately. Wait, you're stronger than all of them?
Yeah, this is a terrible team matchup. The villain's
going to
win.
You said it's my strike team, so they do what I say.
Listen, you play.
And the thing is, even if they fought each other, I'd be like, all right, Goju, go kill the rest of them. And he'd be like, all right.
Why would they listen to you?
Because it's my team. Why the fuck would the other people listen to you? We are regular humans. There's no anime character on these lists that's going to listen to us because of who we are. This is a hypothetical situation, assuming they would listen to us from the first place.
All right. Rob?
All right, so I've been switching this around quite a bit. My first pick that I think I'm sticking with, no matter what, I'm going with Mob from Mob Psycho. He's on the team.
Just that he's like the emergency release lever.
Yeah, he's just like, you know, when we got we got to send the Hulk at somebody, you know, that's my secret cap. I'm always angry. That's Mob. Mob's going out there. I'm also thinking I'm taking this is where I've been like flustering around. I'm taking Alphonse. I'm taking Alphonse from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Okay.
Great guy, smart. Can definitely deal out the damage and very resilient because he's just a fucking suit of armor. Very tough to beat. Guy doesn't sleep, doesn't eat. He's just a machine, practically, literally. Mm-hmm. Then for the last pick, this is the one where I'm in like, I'm going to go with Deku because he's got the power. He will get there. He's got like, he's next up.
He knows something from the manga.
Knows.
That's
he's
why
like,
he's like,
He's like, Deku would take out your whole team, Brennan.
I'm taking him, and I'm picking those three, namely because they are all team players. They all go along to get along. They
you
will work
about
together.
You thought about Tanjiro.
I thought about Tanjiro. I also thought about Gohan, but I knew Gohan would take a lot of flack if I picked him, so I'm not going to take him. But
Gohan is a good team player.
He's a great team player. He was the leader of the team for the Tournament of
Power. He was the leader of the team.
And then they all just went, I'm not listening to him.
And he
I'm
saved the team during the Cell Saga from
That's
all the
true.
Cybermen.
I mean, the guy has got some good wins, just not recently. So,
Super Saiyan Man!
Got to get him out of that tracksuit. Keenan, who's your team?
This is tough, man.
Daimon.
Goku is an obvious choice, but I'm going to pull him off. I'm going to go Lord Beerus because he can just destroy anything. So One Punch Man, he gets destroyed immediately.
True.
It's from long distance, but Hakai, he's out of there. Sorry, man.
I don't see it happening.
How do you don't see it happen?
He's too fast. It's not going to hit him. If it hits him, he's dead, but he's too fast. He's too fast. Have you seen how fast he is?
Too fast.
Have you seen how fast he is?
Yes, I've seen how.
We still don't know how fast he is.
You said what? What did you say, Marcus?
He'll probably resist the Hakai. He'll be like, Hakai, and then he'll just stand there and just be glowing purple or something.
Consecutive normal punches.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, One Punch Man has never even been scratched on the show. So I'm just like, his powers, we still don't even know how high they go. That's the whole point of the show. So you're just like, he could get killed by somebody else. Like, not really. If they're in his world, ain't nobody touching him. That's the whole point.
I'm with you, Keenan. I think it's a good pick.
All right. I'm going to choose, I forgot his name too, but he's from Jujutsu Kaisen, the dude that claps. He can clap you in switch
Toto.
Places. Toto.
Toto.
I would do that. I thought about Toto.
Yeah, I would use him in any spot where, let's say, If we're fighting, Brennan's
Proton
team again.
Cannon!
Anytime we're fighting Brennan's team, One Punch Man's going to sock my character out, going to sock Beerus out, swap him with Goku, or whatever the case may be, get him in there, Goku gets socked out, killed.
But I don't think Goku has any cursed energy.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
We don't know.
Goku might be cursed.
Remember, that's the only thing. He can only move things that have cursed energy.
Is it that?
Yeah, that was his thing.
It has to have cursed energy.
Son of a bitch.
But he can move himself.
You gotta research your guys' teams better.
Yeah. I all right, Cam.
Cam, too.
Who's your shit?
Keenan's got a few left.
I got one more.
Okay.
God damn it.
Who is it?
You said what?
I said, who is it?
No, what did
Brennan say?
I
literally didn't say anything.
Oh. This is going to be a very controversial pick.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Hisoka.
And this, I'm going, no, absolutely not.
Nobody got that joke?
Oh. Yes, I got that joke. There's no kids on the field, so it wouldn't matter, right?
Yeah, either way.
Well, no, he'll get a hard on for One Punch Man.
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
Yes, he would.
Hisoka would get a hard on for One Punch Man.
That's tough. He's going to be distracted.
This is a stupid pick, and this is all for the fun of the podcast.
Okay.
Dende.
Because he's a healer?
Just because he's a healer.
And he created the dragon. He created Dragon Balls.
And he created Dragon Balls.
I mean, okay.
I don't. Yeah, he's. But his healing takes forever.
Controversial pick, indeed.
I mean, we will always be healed.
But he takes forever. Do you remember how long he has to stand there and
cry? Fine. You know what? Fuck it then. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to use this guy because it's cheating. Whis. I'm using Whis. Nobody could beat Whis. He can't be touched. If anything ever happens, he'll just keep rewinding time, and we'll keep doing it until we fucking win. That's the end of
but
it.
But he can't fight.
He's not allowed to fight.
I mean, he can stop you from hurting him.
I see what you're saying. He's the support aspect of the team.
He can stop if you're going after him. He can stop you from hurting him. So he can't just aggressively go after to you and fight. But if somebody's fighting, like just like he can knock out Beerus, he can knock your guy out and be like, hey, chill out, bro. Back of the neck, you're out of there. Sit your ass down, go to sleep, and then we're good to go.
Well, I think Dende was definitely an interesting pick, and I respect the idea of building the team.
I'm going with Weiss because he can heal too. So fuck it, Weiss.
Okay, sure. You need your healer on there. It's an important part of the team.
All right. Is Cam getting his pick since he was talking shit over there?
My team, this is totally off the cuff, would be Tanjiro, Spike, and Satoru from Jujutsu.
Okay. Gotcha.
Spike?
You had him on your team too, right?
Yeah, I did.
Gotcha.
Who's Spike?
Cowboy Spike? Bebop?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
You getting smoked out by everybody, bro.
I got a ship.
so you can run?
Yes.
We can do what we want in the ship.
But Goku has instant transmission.
On the ship.
Okay, he's busy fighting One Punch Man. I don't have to deal with your team, Brennan. Your team is killing themselves. All I have to deal with is Kenan and Rob here.
All right. He's just chilling on the ship, going from planet to planet, not engaging.
We didn't say what the mission was or what they had to do.
It's whatever.
All right, we don't get a whole lot of time left. I know we got a hard out, but do you want to ask one more or you want to wrap up, Rob?
Let's just go with a simple one. Let's just go with this last question. Mark has already mentioned one of his favorites. What is your favorite anime opening song? Marcus, you want to take us there? Have you already put let the cat out of the bag on this one?
Yeah, it's the Yu Yu Hakusho opening. Hands down. I can't pick any other song. Boom, 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 ding, ding.
It goes. I we talked about this before a little bit. And I was just like, I'm not really a fan of a whole lot of anime opening songs.
Yeah,
but I like that one. Oh, you told me about I think is it the new My Hero one? And you like listen to it?
Yeah, I mean, I mostly watch it, but yeah,
I like it.
Yeah,
yeah, I like
it. Yeah. I'm not really
it's
feeling
great.
It.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You not really feeling it?
No.
No.
Not really. Not for me.
What's yours, Brendan?
I don't know. I normally skip the intro songs.
There's got to be something that you're like.
There's
right,
a song that's
a
in my head right now, and that's why I was pausing because I'm trying to remember what it was for.
You want time?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go.
Yeah, go for it, Keenan. What you got?
I mean, I feel like it's an easy pick. It's what I grew up on. It's nostalgia. I mean, this American Dragon Ball Z is that shit is just so hard to me. That like that's always been hard. People say they love the original
Rock
Dragon Ball.
The Dragon.
Yeah, the Japanese version. I don't think that's even close.
No, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, American version definitely went very hard.
That was a great song.
Yeah.
I used to be like as a kid.
That theme song got when they took it off in a sense where they weren't playing it anymore. I was just like, why not? Like this what gets me pumped up for the show, like you said, Brent. I get hyped for the show, and then I get to watch these guys power up for 30 minutes, and then nothing happens. And then I get to watch the intro next week so they can do it again. And then we go through 24 episodes of nothing on Planet Namek.
I got one. I got one.
You ready?
Well, yeah, Brennan.
It's the first anime soundtrack I ever bought.
You actually paid for it?
Yes.
Okay, which one?
Samurai Champloo.
It's a good
Ooh,
one.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thought that might come up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great opening theme song.
Some of the best actual. I mean. I think you're probably going to say it. I think I know what you're going to say.
You Let him
do.
Say it. What's he going to say?
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Cowboy
yeah.
Bebop opening for me is yeah. great. Whenever that comes up in the car, I feel like I'm fucking James Bond. I want to go into like a power slide and like U-turn drift and through the red light or whatever.
That, watch your speed with that one. Right?
But the horns on that are so good. Like,
yeah.
That was one opening that I just never skipped because I'm like, I fucking love this shit. Also, the first anime soundtrack, I got it on vinyl because the Cowboy
it's
Bebop.
So
really?
Good.
Yeah, it's a great soundtrack for the movie. Great jazz.
Yeah. I mean they embody, I feel like, the jazz and I feel like a little bit of 80s or whatever too.
Mm-hmm.
Like perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. I might get that on vinyl too. It's a
good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great album.
All right, so I mean let's close this out, man. Thank you again for coming through, Marcus.
Appreciate it.
Shout out
to you. Show us the shirt, bro.
Yeah.
Show us the shirt.
Show off the merch one more time.
Get up there.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yo, you got by chance you got any of those bleach ones I can see real quick, you know what I'm saying? To protect the melanin shut?
The bleach ones. No.
Fail.
I do not.
I'm so hurt.
But
I wanted that so bad.
I got the transfer.
All right, what you got?
Not on a shirt.
Okay. I don't know what a transfer is. I'm not gonna lie.
Transfer into the
Oh, okay.
Yeah, transfer to the shirt.
He's gonna run and grab that.
The shirt should be here soon too.
I'm so excited for the shirt.
Yeah.
There we go. He's coming back. If you're seeing this on YouTube,
respect my melanin.
Let's go. That's hard.
All the black characters in Bleach.
That's very because cool.
Bleach has more black characters than almost any anime ever.
Okay, combined, wait. Okay. Like, yeah. I'm going to apologize. I did not know I had that many black characters.
Yeah, Bleach is great, and there some of them get after it like a motherfucker. Like, can you pull that back up again? Can I see that one more time? Who's your favorite on that list right there? I know who mine is.
I don't even have him included on.
Who?
Hey, Akoya.
I don't know why. I don't know names at all. I'm so trash.
This is your show, Brennan.
Yeah. I don't know anybody's names, but her. That's the same person. Yeah, her. Girl with the purple hair up top. Her or the blind dude
Chad
on the bottom?
Chad is cool, though.
Chad like is cool, Chad. But he's Hispanic.
Is he?
He has melanin. He counts.
Yeah, I mean, his
Afro-Latino, you know?
Everything about his power is like Spanish names.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, everything's Spanish about him. Yeah.
All right, I'm about to tap into Bleach, man.
Bleach, I'm telling you, call me after you watch the first two episodes.
Okay.
You're going to be all in. You're gonna be like, this show has depth already. I'm like, I know.
All right.
Don't get lost.
Well, again, yeah, thank you for joining us today. Where can people find you? Where can they find your brand online?
You can find the brand at 11.com. That's I11EVN.com. And then on all social media at 11Brand. That's I11EVN Brand.
Very cool.
Thanks.
Make sure y'all support, man. Go to his Instagram. Go to his website.
Do it.
Go purchase some merch. Support, man. We got some stuff coming in. You'll probably see us on the next episode our shirts.
You're going to see me rocking that. This is going to make my rotation.
God damn. I should have got, even though I don't watch, but I should have got yours. That's hard.
Yeah, you can always start out. You know,
as soon as you sent me the link, I had you see how quick I responded. I was immediately like that one.
Yeah. So that's all the stuff. I guess Ice Down McGowan on everything. Go ahead, Brennan. What's your stuff?
At Brennan the best.
You got a shout out, Rob?
Yeah, I got a shout out. Supporting these artists that are out here. Plugging an Instagram artist pretty much every week. This week I want to shout out Jake Bartok. JakeBartok. This guy does some great work. Check it out. He kind of does like his art on like Star Wars, Marvel stuff, DC. So he does some really great work. Sometimes he does like, okay, like what would these Jedi look like? You know, but they have like real swords and shields, like medieval type stuff. It's really interesting. Check out his stuff.
All right. You can catch me on Kenan Baker on everything, KeenanAN Baker on everything, Animation, SHUN. And we're on Twitter now, y'all.
Yeah, we got the Twitter going.
I know y'all was on our ass about getting a Twitter. That's very, very important. So follow us at Animation Podcast on Twitter, SHUN Podcast on Twitter.
I look forward to Kenan's stream of consciousness on Twitter.
Let us know. I mean, give us this content to even post on there. We can like post some polls and stuff like that and let us know what y'all would like to see on there. You can ask where you can kind of communicate with us and ask us some questions. You know, we'll respond through there. Might even be some interesting stuff to put on the podcast later on, man. So that's it, guys. Man, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out.
Deuce.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.